الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات يعني الموت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, today alhamdulillah by the grace of Allah Ta'ala is the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us on the day of Jumu'ah that we should try and read Suratul Kahf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the surah, Suratul Kahf is such a surah which if a person recites it, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him and save him from all kinds of fitnas for the next 8 days. From all kinds of fitnas for the next 8 days. And even if he has to face the worst of fitnas, that is a fitna of Dajjal, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him and save him even from the fitna of Dajjal. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that a person who reads Suratul Kahf on a Friday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses him with a noor, and that noor will stretch from beneath his feet right till the skies, right till the arsh of Allah ta'ala. In another riwayat, right until Makkah Mukarrama. And this noor will remain with him because of the beauty of the surah, Suratul Kahf. In the darkness of the day of Qiyamah and in the darkness of the Qabr, this person will be able to see through the barakat and the noor of Suratul Kahf. Another hadith, another riwayat explains that the person who reads Suratul Kahf every Friday, from one Friday to the next Friday, Allah forgives all his gunas and all his sins because of the recitation of this beautiful surah. So these are the beautiful specials that Allah Ta'ala gives us every Friday. A Muslim doesn't have to wait for the last Friday of November for any specials. Allah gives us specials every Friday. And such specials that are on this bright Friday specials that are going every Friday is just for us that we take from it and we benefit from it. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains and he says, even if a person can't manage to read the whole surah, which is about three quarters of a para, three quarters of a juz, then at least the first ruku and the last ruku we should try and recite. Try and read the first ruku and the last ruku, and Allah will save us from all kinds of fitnas. And especially in this day and age, there is so many fitnas around us, so many trials, so many tribulations, so many tests around us. The more importance for us to read the surah and to make a point of reading it, and if you can't, at least the first 10 surahs, last 10 surahs, fitnas all around us. Now recently one fitna has become very, very common, the fitna of women gymming on the road, women jogging on the road, running on the road, walking on the road. So a place of a woman in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَا, stay within the home. She's a jewel of the house. She's a jewel, she's like the diamond of the house. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains, person needs to do any exercises within the confines of the home, not on the streets where men can see her, men can look at her, etc. So in the time of this fitna, in the time of this fasad, this Suratul Kahf is a great protection for us. It's a great protection for us from all kinds of fitnas and trials. Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh, he mentions one incident about one great Allama, Allama Ibn Daqiqul Eid rahmatullah alayh. He says once he was standing in the Qabristan and he was making dua and he was crying by one grief. So a person was passing by, he saw this Allama, he stopped, he says, what makes you cry and whose grave is this? He says, this is the grave of one of my students. I taught him the Nazira of the Quran Sharif, the recitation of the Quran Sharif.
and I saw him in a dream. And he says to me in the dream that when I was lowered into the grave, my gunas and my sins had taken the form of a beast, of a dog, and it was coming full force to attack me. And suddenly I seen this most handsome person. He came and he protected me. He shooed that dog away from there, chased it away. And he told me, for as long as you will remain in this grave, I will save you, I will look after you, I will take care of you. So he asked him, and who are you? He says, I am your Suratul Kahf, which you used to recite every Friday. I have come now to protect you and look after you in the qabr. That on the day of Jum'ah, these amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to do, then we try to the best of our ability to fulfill these amal. And this becomes a protection for us, a savior from us from all kinds of evils and wrongs. In the ayat that was recited in the beginning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. That there is no person in this world who is going to remain forever in this world. There is no person who is going to remain forever in this world. أَفَإِمِّتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Kufar feel that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will die and they'll live forever in this world. And then Allah ta'ala mentions that verse of the Quran which we all have learned and we all have heard several times. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person has to drink from the cup of death. And no one can escape death. Every person has to prepare for his mort. Everyone has to be ready for his mort. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one beautiful hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ يعني الموت. Speak about death, speak about it, talk about it, discuss it. It shouldn't be that we just shirk this topic of death. Sometimes we're talking and somebody just has to say, you know, I don't know whether next week I'll be here or not. Say, don't talk like that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, talk like that, speak about death, talk about it, discuss it, remember it, don't shirk away from it because it's a reality and every person has to drink from the cup of death. As the Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in emulation of this beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Akthir Ladhat, he prepared one whole kitab, Maut Ki Yaad, the remembrance of death. The beautiful kitab translated in the English language also. And for us to read it, read the incidents in there, it reminds us of the life that is coming afterwards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu amila lima ba'd al-maut. Brilliant is that person, intelligent is that man, who he curbs his desires, he controls his nafs, and he prepares for the life after death. He prepares for the life of the dead. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْعَمَانِ. And foolish is that person. He just follows his nafs and desires. Whatever he wants to do, he just does. And then he has high hopes in Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah will forgive me. So ulama-i kiram say, if a person wants to travel to Stanger, and he's going on the N2 towards Stanger, one day he'll reach Stanger. But if he's traveling towards Shepston, and you say, no, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, He'll take me to Stanger. You're not going to go. You have to turn the road. You have to come back onto the path. You have to walk onto the road towards Stanger. You'll reach there. Allah will take you there safely, inshallah. But if you're walking on the wrong path, and you say, no, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, He'll take me, then you are mistaken. We have to come back onto the path. We have to turn. We have to think about death. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that brilliant, intelligent is that person who prepares for his mort, he prepares for his death. Death is a thing, he doesn't look for age, doesn't look for sickness. Any person, no matter how old he is, how young he is, what age he is, whether he's a man or whether he's a woman, whether he's wealthy or whether he's poor, every single person has to drink from that cup of death. And when the time is up, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Not one second more a person will be given. When our time is up, and we have to give our lives, and we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the Fazail al-Sadaqat, he mentions one incident of a person who was very, very wealthy, and he was having a huge party, and he called all his friends, all his relatives. He's got dancing girls on one side, feasting on the other side, merrymaking on the other side, and he's sitting on his big throne, and he's takht, he's enjoying himself, and then he hears a knocking on the door. And he tells the servants, go and see who is this person who is knocking on our door. And he's disturbing us at a time when we are merrymaking like this. They go and they see there's a beggar standing. And he says, I've got an appointment with your master. I need to meet him. I need to speak to him. So when they come and say this to the master, he says, go and teach that man a lesson. Does he not know that I'm so busy with my work and my guests and my enjoyment? Now he's coming at this time. Go and teach him. But as he's speaking, he hears the pounding of that door. It's getting louder and louder. And it's pounding on that door. He says, go and teach that man a lesson immediately. When they come to the door, this man looks up to them and he says, I am a person, no door, no gate, no wall, no fort can hold me from coming in. I am the angel of death. I have come to take the life of your master. His time is up. And with that, the angel of death enters into that house, comes to him and says to him, that your time is up, I've come to take your life. He says, please give me some time. Give me some respite. I haven't got my affairs in order as yet. I still have to make tawbah for my gunas and my sins. He says, the time is up. There's no chance for you. At that time, he looks at his wealth that was there and he says, curse be upon you. You have taken me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have taken me into oblivion. I never even thought about Allah. I never obeyed Allah ta'ala. And with that, the angel of death takes his life and he falls down on the ground like a piece of dry wood. Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for our maut. We don't know when that time is coming, but it mustn't come to us suddenly. The person is not ready. He's not ready for the angel of death. At the same time, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions another incident of a person who's traveling, and the angel of death comes to him and says, Allah has sent me to take your life. So he says to the angel of death, from all the people that I have been waiting for, I have never desired to meet anyone more than you. Now I'm ready, you take my life. He says, no, you still have some time. Go finish your work and come. He says, I have no other work that is better and more desirous to me now than to meet my Creator and meet my Rabb. You take my life now. He says, I'll give you some respite. Perform 2 rakats of salah. And while you're in the halat of sajda, I will take your life in that condition. That is a person who is obedient. He is a person who is in the commands, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses him with a good mort, with an excellent mort. Allah give us a good mort also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us one dua. Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu, wa khayra amali khawatimahu, wa khayra ayyami yawma alqaka fihi. Oh Allah, make the best day in my life, the last day of my life. Make the best day in my life, the last day of my life. Make the best amal in my life, oh Allah, the last amal. That last moment of our lives, Allah make it the most excellent moment for us. Recently we heard one South African in Medina Munawwara, in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Riyazul Jannah, in Salah, in Sajda, he passed away. In our madrasa a few years ago, Malana Ismail Saleji, Allah fill his qabr with nur in the Fajr namaz, amongst the students, in the masjid, in the house of Allah, in the namaz, in sajda, Allah took his life. Allah give us mort like this also. That we die in a good manner, in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says one day, we came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a group of 10 sahaba. He says, I was there, and there were 10 Ansari sahaba that were with me, and we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One young sahabi stood up, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akyasun nas, man ahzamun nas. Ya Rasulullah, who's the most intelligent person? Who's the wisest of people? Who's the most intelligent person? And who's the wisest of people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ. The one who prepares the most for death, the one who speaks the most of death, about death, that is the most intelligent person. That is a wise man. Because he knows that this life of ours in this world is temporary. I'm just here for a few moments and then I have to leave and I have to meet my Allah. And then is an eternal life, a life that will never come to an end. If I just have to sacrifice a little bit in this world, a woman is sacrificing, I stay within the confines of my home, it's for a short period. Over there she'll have freedom like she never had before. How much Allah will bless her. But it's a short period that a person just has to sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless that person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him also. Wa man kariha liqa' Allah, kariha Allah liqa'ahu. And that person who doesn't want to meet Allah, Allah don't want to meet him also. Allah ta'ala doesn't want to meet him. So the desire from our hearts, that one day we will meet our Creator, one day we will meet our Rabb, who made us, who created us, who blessed us, who gave us everything we have, the limbs that we have, the name that we have, the wealth that we have, the home that we have, and most importantly, the iman that we have. Allah Ta'ala gave us everything. The day will come when we will have to meet our Creator. But have we prepared? Have we made that preparation for that? Or are we running away from it? Are we running away from it? That no, everybody else will die, I won't die. Everybody, every other person will die, but I won't die. A person, are we ready for that moment? And the Quran Sharif says, person is going to run. He's trying to run away from mort. Where is he going to run? Run, run and go to where? إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That mort which you're running away from is going to catch you one day. No matter where you are, even if you are in أَمَاتَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you are in fortified towers and you're locked up from all sides, there's gates and walls and towers and forts, but through all of that, the angel of death will come and he'll take us. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we ready for this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice to us, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الصَّبَاحِ, that even when night comes, don't even wait for the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الْمَسَاحِ, and when morning comes, don't even wait for the night. Within that day, within that night, our life can go. Within the next second, our lives can go. But the question again is, are we prepared? Are we ready for that mort? Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, he was walking and there was a janazah going past. So somebody asked him, Whose janaza is this? Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu looked at him and says, your janaza. It's your janaza. In other words, explaining to him, it's not a time for you to be asking questions like this. Take a lesson from this janaza, that this man was walking on the face of this earth yesterday, and today his janaza is being carried. Like you are walking on the face of this earth today, your janaza will be carried tomorrow. And then he said to him, if you don't like my answer, it's my janaza. Then it's my janaza. If you don't like it, that I'm saying it's your janaza. In other words, take lesson from this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once mentioned, says, I've taken permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit the grave of my mother, Hazrat Amina. And Allah ta'ala gave me permission for this. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Fazuruha, visit the qabas, go qabristan. And one of the adab and etiquettes of the day of Jummah is to visit the graveyard. Is to visit the graveyard, a person goes, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, and it's mentioned about him, that when he used to visit the Qabristan, he used to cry so much that his whole beard used to get wet with tears. People used to ask him, why do you cry like this? Why do you cry like this? When we speak about Jannat and Jahannam and Akhirat, you don't cry so much like you cry at the time of the Qabr. He says, this is the first marhala of the Akhirat. This is the first station for the Akhirat. If we pass through this with ease, all the other marahil and all the other stations of the Akhirat, we will pass with ease. So to visit the Qabristan regularly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us that when you go, it will remind us about death. One occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a masjid, and he heard few people laughing in the masjid. Masjid, remember, is a place of respect and adab. It's not a place for laughing, talking, speaking, etc. The ambience of the masjid, the respect of the masjid must always be maintained. So few people are laughing in the masjid, talking, laughing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, that if you had the remembrance of death in your mind, you would have never been laughing like this. You would have never been laughing. If you were thinking about mort and death, you would have never been laughing like this. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says today that every day the grave calls out to us and says, anabaytu dud, anabaytu al-wahsha, anabaytu al-ghurba. I'm a place of loneliness. I'm a desolate place. I'm a place of worms. And if it's a good person who dies and comes into the grave says to him that from all the people who walked on the face of this earth, I loved you the most. And now that you have come into me, see how I look after you and take care of you. The grave then expands for as far as his eyes can see. And cool breezes of Jannat blow into the grave for that person. And then he is told, Nam kanomatil arus, sleep like a bride will sleep till the day of Qiyamah. Person is already enjoying from the ni'mats of Jannat in the Qabr. And if it was a wretched person, a sinful person, a person who lived in the disobedience of Allah, and that person has to die, then the grave says to him, that from all the people who walked on the face of this earth, I hated you the most. And now that you have come into me, see how I will treat you. And the grave then squashes him till his rib cage goes into each other. And a person is then punished in the grave. May Allah save us from the azab of the Qabr. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, on an occasion one person came and she was begging at my door. I gave her something to eat, and then she says to me, may Allah save you from the punishment of the grave. She said, I went and mentioned this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the dua this lady made for me. Is this correct? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the punishment of the grave is a reality. And from that day after the fajr, after the salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min azab al-qabr. Oh Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us one beautiful dua, Allahumma barikli fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. That the person reads this dua 25 times in the day. Allah, give me barakat. Bless me at the time of my mort, and bless me in my life after mort. Then a person, if he reads this dua 25 times a day, and he dies on that day, Allah gives him the death of a shaheed. Simple dua to read. Allahumma barikli fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Ulama kiram say to us that if there's about five questions we must ask ourselves. If we can tick all those boxes, inshallah, that is a sign to say that we are ready for mort. Number one, have we made tawbah to Allah for our gunas and our sins? Number two, have we asked maaf to anybody who we had a fight or argument or problem with? Have we asked them for maaf and cleared our records with them? Number three, have we completed all our qaza, salah, our fasting, etc., our sajdah, tilawat, is it all complete? So if the angel of death has to come to me. Number four, is all my debts paid off? Or am I still owing people money? If the angel of death has to come to me today, am I ready to meet him? And the fifth is my Islamic will ready? Have I got my Islamic will ready and drawn up? If we can tick all these five boxes, inshallah, it's a sign that I'm ready for my mort, I'm ready for my death. And if it's not, then we need to get this ready. We need to make that preparation for our mort. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once mentioned to us in the class one poem, he used to say, life is a thing that spins on wheels, death is a thing that no man feels. If life was such that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. But Allah in His infinite mercy made it so that the rich and poor together must go. Every person has to drink from that cup of death. And with the ticking of the clock, every tick, tick, tick that goes is a sign that we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to our qabr. That preparation has to come. And this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that prepare for that mort, prepare for that time when we have to meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah make it such for us when that moment comes, then it's really the best moments of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.